Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The Eucharist. On this 14th day of the Lenten journey, we enter the main portion of the Holy Divine Liturgy, the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. There is a beautiful story that our Lord uses to express what is about to happen. It comes from the Gospel of St. Luke. Jesus likens the human condition to a young man who is lost in worldly pursuits. In the story, which is often referred to as the prodigal son, a young man takes his portion of his father's wealth and squanders it in reckless living. He finds a lot of joy and excitement from the friends and possessions that he has because of his wealth. And when the money wears out, so do his friends. So does the supposed joy. He comes to realize the superficiality of his existence. At that moment, he decides to go back to his father's house, where he knows that even as a lowly servant, he will live a better life than the one he lives on the street. Much like the young man, we have come to this Holy Divine Liturgy to find a better life, one which we know exists and one which we have forgotten. There is a condition to our return, that is, we have to be willing to arrive at this point. The process of self-realization, self-awareness is vital. The act of repentance, that is, turning our direction and following a different path, is one that we must make for ourselves, as did the young man. To this point, in the days prior, our Lenten journey has prepared us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Accordingly, the words of this portion of the Divine Liturgy are an order given by the deacons. Mivok herachaitz. Let none of the catechumens, none of the little faith, none of the penitents, and none of the unclean draw near unto this divine mystery. In Armenian, the word heracha, which means catechumen, sounds similar to the word for youngster, yerecha. Except for the nuance of a different letter, people often confuse this word and think that it is a ban on children. Quite the opposite. It is an instruction for the childlike spirit to remain in the church. For our Lord tells us, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We're about to meet God. The demand is for us to be ready. A catechumen is a Christian convert who is under instruction before baptism. In the past, at this point in the liturgy, those who were not baptized would be escorted outside the church where they would be offered formal training in Christianity. This is the precursor to the idea of Sunday school. Think about what they have received. They've received the instruction. They've gone through the Joshua, and now they are asked to participate in formal instruction, preparing them for this moment. It sounds harsh that a group would be excluded and asked to leave the church, but now that we have journeyed through the last 2 weeks and understand the importance of preparation, physical through the vestments, spiritual through the scriptures, and emotional through our self-inspection and evaluation, we understand that this is not about excluding anyone from God, only a means of preparing to meet the ultimate experience in God's presence. The people sing Marmin Derunagan. The body of the Lord and the blood of our Savior are laid up before us. The heavenly hosts invisibly sing and say with restless voice, Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts. We now approach this great mystery. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.